I read a while back that the Bible has 365 uses of the phrase fear not or be not afraid. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. I haven't been able to verify that, but I can tell you that it's one of the most used themes in the Bible. Fear. It's the one emotion that keeps us from trying new things, achieving our goals, and taking the first step. The status quo is comfortable. We fear change. We don't have to think or plan, and we become paralyzed. Our inactions breed fear and doubt. There's an old adage that the only people that like change are wet babies, and it's true. Most people would rather stay right where they are in a comfortable rut, fearful that they might make a mistake. We want to return to college, but we fear it. It'll take too long to finish. We want to get a new job, but we just can't get around to updating that resume. We want to meet new people, find friends, and maybe even someone that we can spend the rest of our lives with. But we're too afraid to sign up for an online dating site. The same holds true with our faith. We want to be better Christians, better Catholics. We want to do more, pray more, get involved in more activities and ministries, but we just fear taking the first step. The problem with that thinking is that time will pass by either way. You might as well get started. The hardest thing to do is to take the first step. But what are we afraid of? We've got God's word that He is with us, our refuge, our strength, and our salvation. Shouldn't that be a good enough reason to start? Here's a few things we can do to get the ball rolling. Number one, take baby steps. Sit down and write the things you want to do. Then break it down into small steps and take the first one. Take it right away. Do you want to improve your prayer life? Then add a morning offering or an extra Hail Mary or recite the chaplet while you drive to work. You want to get a new job? Spend 30 minutes updating your resume, but do it today. Number two, be moving in the direction of your goals. As you begin, make sure that you are always moving in a positive direction. Try not to get into the two steps forward, one step back trap. When you complete one baby step, immediately move on to the next. And number three, ask yourself this question: what have I got to lose? Remember, the time will pass even if you don't take action. But what will it cost you if you do nothing? Come on, you can do it. You've got God on your side. Get up and get going, and do it right now. This is Tony Agnese.